Next to that report from the Environmental Protection Agency warning that more measures are needed if we're to meet our carbon emissions reduction targets by the end of this decade. Existing measures in energy generation, transport, agriculture, industry and retrofitting people's homes, even if fully implemented, are likely to achieve only half of the 51% emissions reduction target set for 2030. The Taoiseach has told the Dáil that the Energy Minister, Eamon Ryan, will very shortly bring proposals to Cabinet outlining sectoral emissions for the economy. He was responding to Roisin Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats, who said Ireland's emissions were going up, not down.
Taoiseach, you can't argue with the figures. The emissions are going up, not down. And they've increased by 6% in the last year. So it's not working. You need to do an awful lot more. And, you know, just today the EPA said a step up in both the implementation of actions already set out in plans and policies and the identification of new measures is needed.
Dr. Peter Thorne of Maynooth University is a member of the Climate Change Advisory Council and chair of the group's Adaption Committee. He's been giving me his reaction to this EPA report.
We're clearly not on course for where we need to be for meeting our 2030 or even our 2050 targets. We're not alone as a nation in that, obviously, as the IPCC reports make clear. But we have both EU and national obligations, and we're not at the moment on course to meet those.
We get a breakdown in the report of each of the sectors, and maybe just a word about agriculture, because the report concludes that with existing measures, emissions from agriculture are projected not to go down between now and 2030, but to increase by just under 2%. What's that telling us about what needs to happen in relation to agriculture?
We need absolutely to increase our ambition on agriculture. But equally, we need to recognise that agriculture is about a third of our national emissions. And the real risk with focusing upon agriculture is that in Douglas Adams' speak, it makes climate change somebody else's problem. And it is critical to point out that even if agriculture somehow reached net zero or even net negative, we would still have a huge problem on our hands. So we need to look at each sector. But absolutely, agriculture is a major concern, a major flashing light on the dashboard.
And, I mean, is the conclusion to be drawn from this that there won't be progress on reducing methane emissions unless the number of animals on the land is reduced and perhaps reduced quite significantly?
There are definitely measures that can be taken that can increase the efficiency of the national herd. Ultimately, to get to where we need to be, we probably do need to reduce the national herd, but that's not via things that cull the national herd. It's via the range of instruments and market opportunities that enable the agricultural sector to diversify and to strengthen their income basis and have a more resilient rural economy. And we need urgently to have that conversation nationally, and the farming community needs to be part of that conversation and on board with the solutions.
When it comes to power generation, obviously there's a lot of talk about renewables. Is the pace there sufficient? Is the ambition sufficient?
We are very ambitious already, but the war in Ukraine, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the associated fallout tells us that we need to redouble our efforts. It's partly technology, but it's actually largely planning, legislation, and global supply chain that needs to be resolved. Now, clearly the government can resolve some of those things, but some of them will be outside of the government's hands.
The plan for, 940,000 electric vehicles on our roads by 2030, part of the plan to reduce emissions from transport, if that can be achieved, that will make a significant contribution, won't it?
It would make a significant contribution, but it's part of a range of measures that needs to be taken, including more active and public transport usage. Simply replacing the national car fleet with electric cars does not solve a number of associated problems. and does not in and of itself reduce the emissions. The very first thing we can do, the cheapest, the easiest thing, is energy efficiency. And that's in all of our hands today. It's about turning down the thermostat. It's about thinking about whether you really need to make that particular trip. Lots of measures that we can do now that will both save us money, but also save national emissions.
The key instrument here, Peter, are these carbon budgets, which we're expected to see before too long, were promised. Now, the Climate Change Advisory Council has produced its own proposals in this regard. But, I mean, this is a situation in which the devil is going to be in the detail, isn't it? How these targets are going to be achieved.
Yes, so the Council's role is to provide national economy-wide budgets. We did so, and those have been adopted by the Oireachtas. And now what is required is sectoral limits. They will be set by the government. And one thing to be very clear about here is that if you give to one, you have to take from another. So it's robbing Peter to pay Paul territory when sectors are up against each other. And fundamentally, the physics of the climate system cares how much greenhouse gas we emit, not which sector emits it.
And that was Dr. Peter Thorne of the Climate Change Advisory Council.